We know the November election is coming up before we know it. And while most of the nation, including a lot of people here in Connecticut, are focused on the presidential election, we here at WICC, and this isn't just the morning show. This is also during the middays with the Lisa Wexler show and in the afternoons with Paul Pacelli's Connecticut Today. We're really focused on our local elections. Why? Well, because there's so much focus on this one person running the country when really the president certainly does a lot of important stuff. We're not saying that they don't, but it's the people who are representing our towns, our cities, who are advocating for change they're supporting or they are rejecting, things that they believe will impact their constituents in a good or a bad way or anywhere in between. So we like to continue with those conversations and making sure you get to know the candidates who are running and the people who are hoping to be reelected as well. So we introduced you last week to Melissa Longo, who is running up against Dave, representative as well as incumbent of the 134th district representing Fairfield, Trumbull and Southport. And that is Representative Sarah Kitt, who is joining us this morning so we can really get to know her better and what she's accomplished since being elected and why she'd like to continue that work if reelected in November. Sarah, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to be connecting with you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And I am saying your last name correctly, right? It's Kitt.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. That's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure. Whew, that would be so embarrassing. So I am so glad to have you here, and I'm so glad to get to know you. I myself am not a constituent in your district, but we do have a lot of listeners who are in the Fairfield, Trumbull, and Southport area, so this is very important for them to hear. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been able to accomplish since entering office.
Sure. I have been in Fairfield going on 9 years now. I come from a public health background. That's my training. I worked in nonprofit advocacy on women's health and health promotion disease prevention for many, many years. And I'm glad to be kind of doing some of that now again back up in Hartford. Since it's been a whirlwind, it seems like just yesterday I went up to Hartford, but I believe I've started to make some good strides up there. We ended child marriage in Connecticut, which may not seem like a big deal to most people in the state, but I can tell you it sure makes a difference to the young girls who are being forced into marriage at very young ages at a time when they should be thinking about proms and not being a wife and mother. Mm. So that was one thing. And then just also helping my colleagues pass some of the biggest tax cuts in Connecticut's history, preserving our fiscal guardrails, and working towards solutions regarding our housing crisis, and also working on issues to alleviate poverty here in the state.
And tell us, this is your first term in office, correct?
Correct.
Tell us about what you've heard from constituents in the last year and a half. I know, obviously, you're still, doing this term that we're currently in. But what are some of the biggest things that constituents in Fairfield and Trumbull and Southport, what have they said to you about changes in Connecticut they'd like to see sooner rather than later?
Well, there are a number. Of course, there's always the taxes and affordability, because Connecticut is one of the most expensive states to live in, and Fairfield County is one of the most expensive counties. Going hand in hand with that is our housing crisis. We don't have enough housing units available, and we don't have enough affordable or middle housing available to provide for the people we have, let alone grow our state. So those are two of the biggest issues. And then there are our issues relating to our children, such as mental health, our healthcare system, having enough providers, and being able to afford healthcare when you need it.
So again, we have here State Rep Sarah Kitt, who represents the 134th District, which is parts of Fairfield, Trumbull, and Southport, and running for re-election in November. Are there currently pieces of legislation or things that you're working on, Sarah, that you would like to be able to have a second term to continue working on or to complete?
Thank you for that. Yes, many. One thing that I am working towards is a tax credit for working families. What many people don't know is that right here in Fairfield County, in the 134th, we have 27% of our families are living below the level at which the United Way says is needed to survive in Connecticut, the ALICE survival budget, if you will. It's a budget, bare bones budget for a family of four is about $106,000, and that would afford just the basics to live: food, rent, transportation, medical care. And 27% of our families here in Fairfield and Trumbull don't make enough to survive.
They Which is crazy.
Barely getting by.
It's so wild because I grew up in Fairfield County. I was born and raised in Stamford and then spent most of my life in Fairfield. And it's wild because I remember growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. And when you looked nationally, and I know I'm dating a little bit, but nationally, they would always say Fairfield County is the richest county in the country. And when you hear that, people immediately, I mean, I can remember, Sarah Kidd, I can remember doing my semester abroad living in South Africa, and people in South Africa saying, "Where do you live?" And I purposely would not say Connecticut because I knew the assumption was, oh, then you come from a bunch of money. I mean, I would say New York or I'd say Vermont, which is where I was at school. And it's just wild to me that there are that many people living in Fairfield County right now who are barely scraping by. That's crazy.
That's not even Fairfield County. That's just Fairfield and Trumbull.
Exactly. It's wild.
Yeah. And statewide, 42% of our kids live in households below that ALICE threshold. ALICE is that survival budget. It stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So these are working families who are just barely surviving. And 42% of our kids in our state live there in these families.
So we are chatting with State Rep Sarah Kidd, and she is running for re-election representing the 134th District, which is Fairfield, Trumbull, and Southport. And Sarah, you know, I've certainly done, you know, my research looking at the work that you've done, as well as your opponent, Melissa Longo. And one of the things that seems to really pop up, at least from what I've gathered again so far, is that you're very passionate about kids. It seems like, you know, I see that you post about, for example, some of the schools in your district, like North Stratfield, which I'm an alum at North Stratfield in Fairfield, Fairfield Prep I see on there. I know even your own child, Theo, you highlighted recently. Tell us about some of the things you feel Connecticut is working on when it comes to the wellness of our children. I would think that that's something that you're also very focused on, especially, you know, we talk about mental health being a huge concern. In our news today, we're talking about Senator Blumenthal, who's trying to pitch federal legislation that would bring more attention to youth suicides in Connecticut and across the country. I mean, talk to us about your focus on kids of Connecticut.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is a passion of mine, and I'm fortunate to be the vice chair of the General Assembly's Children's Committee. So I get to work on issues directly to the health and wellness of children. And you're correct. Kids in our state and across the nation are in the middle of a mental health crisis. And we are trying to catch up. And we are working, I think we've got a number of issues to address. We need to increase the number of providers that specialize in pediatric and adolescent mental health. We need to improve our funding stream so people can actually afford to go receive this care. I know how hard it is to find a mental health provider that accepts insurance. We need to increase our Medicaid reimbursement rates so more providers will take Husky patients. And we also need to look at building our schools' capacity to handle children with mental health issues. Our schools are just overburdened and just don't have the bandwidth to accommodate many of these children who have significant and complex mental health needs, and we don't have places for them. where they can receive the care they need and the education they need at the same time.
I'm curious about, with that topic, Representative Kitt, what do you think about, it feels like the constant elimination of paraprofessionals. And I say that because we know school budgets are tight. We know that COVID money is running out this year. And basically all districts are kind of scrambling to figure out, you know, where do we try to pull money from? And it feels like paraprofessionals are always at the top of the chopping block, which is interesting because in the midst of us having a mental health crisis, we're getting rid of the people who a lot of times, especially for early education, they're the ones detecting that a child has behavioral issues or is struggling with a mental health, circumstance. And they're the first ones that we're eliminating. And the ones that we do have still employed are not making nearly enough money to want to stay in our school systems. What do you think about that aspect of trying to bolster up our number of paraprofessionals and attracting people to that role and making that more of a priority?
Absolutely. We do need to pay our paras more. We need to make sure that our schools keep employing our paras. But even further, we need to build a better infrastructure for our schools to provide mental health services. Our school counselors are so burdened with just doing paperwork that they really don't have time to spend with kids who need a little extra help and a little extra counseling. And I would love to see each of our schools have a dedicated mental health provider who does just that, which is working one-on-one with kids on their mental health issues.
Well, Representative Kitt, I know we have run out of time for this interview, but I'm sure we will talk again in the future and discuss more about your platform and what you would like to see Connecticut continue to work on. If people want more information, certainly I do know you have your you have ways of people contacting you. You have social media. Do you have a website or anything where people can also go for direct contact?
Yes, they can. Well, if they go to the General Assembly, every representative has a website there. So they can go to cga.ct.gov and just search for me, and they will find me there. And I do send out a newsletter every 2 weeks. And I encourage people to sign up for that by emailing me at sarah.kitt@cga.ct.gov, and we can add you to that mailing list.
All right. And I do want to let people know, Kitt spelled K-E-I-T-T, for anybody looking to connect. And Representative Kitt, thank you again so much for giving us the time on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.